Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our message for this week I've entitled Our New Home. One of my favorite passages of Scripture, and it seems like every time I open up the Word, there's a new favorite passage of Scripture, but one that has been with me for so many years. It's John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. What a fantastic passage of Scripture this is. God has prepared a place for us. In Bible times, the groom would go after the engagement was announced, and it was actually a portion of the wedding, the first segment of the wedding, and he would go and prepare a place for his bride where they would make their home, and his father would be the one who would be observing, and the preparation was being made for his son to go and receive his bride where they would be living. And when the father was pleased, he would say to his son, "You may receive your bride." The father would watch as the son slipped away and came back with his bride. This is where we are in the scheme of things. Jesus has been preparing a new home for us. What a place this is going to be. Our new eternal home. Having spent many years in the military, at least seven or eight of those years as a commissioned officer, we had base housing. Housing that was prepared ahead of time. And an officer and his family would have lived in a house, and when they were ready to leave, they had to have that house in spick and span order. It would be inspected, and it would be prepared, so when we would come, it would be like brand new. It would be shiny clean. There would be nothing out of place. And we would be expected before we left to leave that in just exactly the same order so that the next family that would come would find it just as it had been prepared for us. Even more so, our new home is going to be brand new. No one has ever lived in it before. It would be prepared and will be prepared. It's being prepared just for us. It's our new home. And it's a mansion. Just think, if Jesus created the world in 6 days and then rested, think about what kind of home we're going to have as he has prepared for our home for these thousands of years. At least over 2,000 years since he went to be with his father, and he's preparing a place for us. Oh, what a home it is going to be. What a place it's going to be. What joy is ours. We are going to have a reunion like you can never even imagine. I have heard those that deny the faith ridicule and say, "Well, I would rather be in hell with my friends." I want to tell you, hell is going to be the most lonely, horrible place that can even be. We can't even imagine it. As wonderful as our home is going to be with the Lord, hell is going to be on the opposite extreme. It will be the loneliest place even imaginable. There will be no one except that individual who is suffering all alone. Satan will not even be there. He will be confined to himself in loneliness. Each person who will be suffering a separation from God will be the most lonely individual in existence. all of the fallen angels will be alone. But with us, we will be rejoicing in our new home. There will be celebrations going on continually as we praise the Lord and enjoy His presence, as He gives us wonderful, wonderful tasks to accomplish. We will know fulfillment in doing something that is pleasing to us and pleasing to the Lord. I don't know what those things are going to be. It's something to look forward to. But I want to tell you, our new home is going to be something that is beyond our wildest imagination. But the best part, we are going to be with our Lord. We are going to spend time with the one who loved each and every one of us so much that He died. He suffered. He experienced separation from His Father because of His great love for us. And He has prepared a home where we will be with Him and our loved ones forever and ever and ever. I can hardly wait for our new home. Heavenly Father, as we look forward to that day when we will all be together forever and ever, I pray that we might live in such a way right now that we would draw those around us to join us in preparation for that eternity with You in our new home. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today and be a blessing to those that you come in contact with. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.